permit me to read two verses which were cited by our brethren during the course of the conference meetings. I refer to Galatians 2:20 and Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. And God will bless the public reading of his word. The Old Testament enjoins praise. It is demanded, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. The New Testament displays to us, we all wish to know the will of God. I was thankful our brother quoted this in prayer. The New Testament shows us the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I would not be flattering. Elihu says, if I flatter, God will take me away at his stroke. I just speak as I find. Obviously, there has been already. I just come in the centre of the prayers, of the thanksgivings, the praise of the saints of God. I just give my thoughts. There has been saintly intelligence exercised already in praising and thanking God. The entire spectrum of the conference is being covered. It is. We're so grateful to a giving God for a season such as we have all enjoyed. If I were to be allowed to make a small contribution regarding praise to God and thanksgiving, I just express myself. I felt drawn to you all with the warm-heartedness and the solicitude displayed by the believers during these days. Why I read these verses, which have already been spoken on by other brethren, is simply this. Remember, we leave these conference meetings. The nation of Israel, she was told plainly, a people that drew near with its lips, but the heart far away. Now remember, we have to move outside the circumference of happy, and they are happy, and they are blessed, conference gatherings. I read these verses, and again, I point you to the cross. The cross. It is death, it is life, and in life it is dying daily. This is the paradox of the doctrine of the cross. I am crucified with Christ. This is basic. What the cross has done for me, done to me now, as a believer, it has finished and finished and finished forever with the flesh. I am crucified with Christ. The flesh has forever been dealt with in the cross of Jesus, the cross of Christ, the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am dead. And the world is dead. The world is crucified. I am crucified with Christ. And God forbid that I should glory. Any fool can boast. God forbid that I should glory. This is the one boast a believer has. This is the folly. This is the foolishness of the preaching of the cross. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. I am crucified with Christ, I am dead. And the world, with its, whether it's its fashion, as the scripture so pertinently puts it, the fashions of this world, whether it is its entertainment, its general system, remember, the cross has dealt with it. It's the Adamic system. It is the Adamic system. The world is crucified unto me. Now then, thank God I live. And here's the power to live. And here's the resident power. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. No wonder a smile comes across my heart, not just my face, to think that Christ liveth in me, and there's a resident power to die daily. Paul puts it like this, I'm quoting the initial verses of Colossians 3. If, and this is not the if of uncertainty, it is the if of certainty. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead. And your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. The affection, not the affections, the affection, the warp, the woof, the very fabric of my being, my affection is to be there where Christ is. And because he lives in me, I have to deal daily, I have to die daily to these things. Dead men do not smoke. Dead men do not tell lies. Well, of course, we brethren, we do not tell lies. We do not even tell half lies. We are too clever. We just tell half truths. Oh, it's true. But we make our listeners just make the deduction we wish them to make. See whether this be thy son's coat or no. It is my son's coat. Joseph is without doubt torn in pieces. Now, brethren, as a crucified man, I am not to tell lies and half truths. As a crucified man, I am not to give my lips to bad speech. I am not to lend listening ears to wrong things. I am not to have a heart that nurtures and fosters that which only vitiates and saps my spiritual life. Remember, I am risen with Christ. And in the light of his imminent return, I am to mortify, to put into the place of death. I am to reckon. I am to reckon, to count myself and my and all my desires because of the work of his cross. I am to reckon crucified. When Paul beseeches the Corinthian believers, I'm at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, as he opens that chapter, he beseeches them, and mark this, Paul beseeches them, and he beseeches them by two features of the altogether loveliness of the Lord Jesus. He beseeches them by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, and then goes on to delineate the one arena where Satan achieves his most signal victories, and that is in the most fertile realm of the heart and of the mind. Paul says this, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." I find this, I confess this frankly to you, if, and it is only by the grace of God, if as a crucified man I manage to control my actions, and if by the self-same grace of God I manage to control my words, do you know how many words you speak in a day? On an average, 30,000 words, and I bring the scripture to bear, in the multitude of words there wanteth not sin. If by the grace of God, then, I manage to control my speech, alas, oh alas, alas and alack, my thoughts as a believer can take me to the highest heights, but they can take me down to the most abysmal depths. You know that I know that you know, because we are men and women of light passions. We have then to move. We have to rub shoulders with the fornicators of this world. We have to mix with men. So we do. But remember, whose we are and whom we serve. We are crucified. This is basic. I am crucified with Christ. When I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior and as my Lord, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. I am happy. I'm quite thankful. I often say, praise the Lord. Why should I not say, praise the Lord? That's not just the prerogative of the ultra-Pentecostals. I praise the Lord. Why should I not praise the Lord? I'm thankful. I'm thankful to say to a brother, when everything seems to be going wrong and people are complaining, I'm grateful to say, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. But how much of that is merely talk? How much springs? How much emanates from the heart? Well, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And the brethren are praying, and in their saintly inaudibility, godly sisters are praying. And God is being glorified. And we're giving thanks. Of course we're giving thanks. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.